The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The intensification of the power of the Word of God grows as we approach now the sacred triduum of the Church. And there is a sentence, fear and trembling and even hesitation as we ponder the action of Judas. And there's also a word of consolation amidst it all. For all the disciples say, "Surely it is not I, Lord." What is behind that word of the 12? Perhaps that each one of them recognized that they could be the betrayer. That in the weakness of the flesh, in the temptations of the world, the seductions of the evil one, each one of us can fall victim. And yet it's only by the grace of the Lord, it's only by turning to the Lord that we're able to walk with the Lord. And we start to see inside the heart of Jesus something of his own response even to our infidelities, and even to the coldness of Judas, even to the indifferences of his disciples. In Isaiah chapter 50, we enter into the heart of the Son. The heart of the Son who is determined to accomplish the work of the Father. And that reminds us of another place in the Scriptures. As the disciples are approaching Jerusalem with Jesus, and James and John are arguing about who's going to be first in the kingdom, and the other 10 are indignant, which means everybody wanted to be first. Everybody wanted to be at the left and the right. Everybody was in it for themselves. Nobody got anything that Jesus was teaching. And Jesus says, "You have seen that those who have power among the nations lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority felt, but it shall not be so among you. The one who wishes to be first will be last, and the one who is great will be the servant of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for the many." As we receive that word of the Lord, we're reminded of the dispositions of entering into these holy days. Perhaps we could turn to the chapel of the Holy Eucharist in the Mother House of the Missionaries of Charity. There is a poem there that many of us are familiar with, but it helps us also to receive this word of the Lord as a way of life for us. We don't live as Christians because the world wants us to be Christians. We don't follow Christ because we're in it to be at the left or the right. We follow Christ because it's the desire of our hearts. It's the path to eternal life. And it's about following Him that guides us into these holy days. The poem in the Mother House of the Missionaries of Charity is called Anyway, and these are the words. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you'll win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, others may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it was between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.